It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, November 4th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Our Friday 5, the 5 big stories of the week, and launch day for Skywatch TV's next virtual conference, Exposing the Darkness, a sneak preview of Tom Horn's presentation coming up in just a few minutes. Topic number 5 this week, Ukraine. This is the week that it was confirmed by the Pentagon that United States soldiers are on the ground in Ukraine. Even though this is being downplayed by the major media, saying they're just inspectors, they're just there keeping tabs on the billions of dollars, the tens of billions of dollars of weapons that we've sent to Ukraine, because of reports earlier this year that those weapons were not really being tracked. They were winding up on the black market. Just remember that many of the conflicts in recent years, specifically Vietnam, most notably, began with advisors on the ground in Vietnam. We're not sending them there to fight. They're just there to advise. Well, in Ukraine now, the American troops are there ostensibly to inspect caches of weapons, but not too close to the front lines. As I said the other day, if Russia is targeting these weapons storage facilities, it is plausible that American soldiers might become the first casualties in what will someday be called World War III. Pray that it does not come to that. Meanwhile, the United Nations Security Council voted down a Russian proposal to establish a commission to investigate the claims of a joint U.S.-Ukraine military biological program taking place inside Ukraine. Going back to March, Moscow's claimed that Ukrainian biolabs have been studying and stockpiling deadly pathogens like anthrax and cholera at laboratories sponsored by the United States. This would be a violation of the 1972 International Convention on Biological Weapons. Well, in the Security Council, the U.S. holds veto power, so this, of course, wasn't going to go anywhere. Britain and France also voted against Russia's proposal, but China did back it. The 10 rotating council members, in other words, the other 10 members of the 15-member body, abstained. We're staying out of this. So this proposal goes nowhere. During the debate, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Linda Greenfield Thomas, asserted, quote, "The United States does not have a biological weapons program." Well, okay. We do, however, have the National Biodefense Analysis and Countermeasures Center at Fort Detrick, Maryland, which is part of the National Interagency Confederation for Biological Research. These are countermeasures. These aren't weapons. That's why we've got the smallpox virus there, just to make sure we can defend it. Topic number 4, political violence. Wednesday night this week, President Biden, facing a rout in the midterm elections for Democrats, condemned Republicans for contributing to political violence. This was part of a speech outlining threats to our democracy, setting aside the fact that we are, in fact, a republic and not a democracy. The point was political. Biden specifically mentioned the attack on Paul Pelosi, husband of Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, the January 6th riots on Capitol Hill, and harassment of public voting officials, but he did not bother to mention the man who tried to stab Republican candidate for governor of New York, Representative Lee Zeldin, a woman who bit an attendee at a rally for the Republican candidate for governor in Michigan, Tudor Dixon, a Marco Rubio volunteer canvassing for votes in Florida, was savagely beaten in October. Biden also didn't mention the armed man arrested outside the home of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. And, of course, we've memory-holed all of the 2020 fiery but mostly peaceful protests that caused more property damage than any other series of public protests in American history. $2 billion. Of course, the media is complicit in this when Senator Ted Cruz appeared on The View last week. Whoopi Goldberg made the statement that she didn't know what an Antifa riot was. Well, speaking of Paul Pelosi, by the way, sources told news site Just the News that a live security video feed in the home of the Pelosis caught the suspect in the recent assault on her husband, but no one from U.S. Capitol Police was watching the feed at the time. Capitol Police were alerted to the incident when they saw the flashing lights from the San Francisco Police Department showing up at the Pelosi home. That's curious, to say the least. So is the fact that the broken glass from the door on the Pelosi's home that was supposedly smashed by suspect David DePape to enter the home was outside the home on the patio. I mean, unless the Pelosi's home is pressurized like the cabin of a jet airliner, the glass, according to laws of physics, should have fallen inside. But I digress. Anyway, the media has gone out of its way to characterize the attack on Paul Pelosi as the work of a man radicalized by MAGA. Look, David DePap is unstable. He is unstable. His mind has been broken by years of psychedelic drug use. He's a man convinced, according to his public statements, that he's visited by a fairy that takes the form of a bird. Now, if you consider the fact that fairies are just demons, you know, DePap might actually be telling the truth, but I digress again. Anyway, the bottom line here is that the media and the political class, but I repeat myself, are gaslighting us. Who are you going to trust, approved journalists or your lying eyes? This is why things are swinging toward the Republican Party in this midterm election. But as Christians, again, I caution you, just remember, salvation cometh not through the ballot box. It's not to say politics isn't important. That is how our everyday lives are governed. But just remember, it's not the most important thing. Our Great Commission, our prime directive, if you will, make disciples of all nations. And we do that through sharing the hope we have with Jesus Christ, with family members, friends, colleagues, and coworkers. Topic number three, the economy. The real estate markets, we mentioned this week, are tanking, dropping 10.2% in September. That's month over month from October. It's down 31%, according to the National Association of Realtors, from the previous year. This is much, much sharper drop than expected by experts. Realtors are blaming sharply higher interest rates due to mortgage interest rates due to increases in the federal funds rate, the reserve the rate set by the Federal Reserve Bank, rather, the interbank borrowing rate, which, by the way, the Fed raised again by 0.75 percentage point or 75 basis points on Thursday. This moves the interest rate charged by the Fed to its member banks to a range of 3.75% to 4%, which is the highest level since January of 2008, which, as you remember, was prior to the subprime mortgage collapse. In the UK, the Bank of England likewise raised rates by 75 basis points Thursday. Inflation hit a 40-year high there in September. This is the biggest BOE rate hike in three decades, the eighth rate hike in a row, the biggest since 1992. The Bank of England also predicting a two-year recession ahead and unemployment hitting 6.5% before things level out. The bottom line is this: it's going to be a bumpy ride, because to keep inflation under control, or to bring it under control, central banks are going to have to raise interest rates even higher. The 4% rate now charged by the Fed and the Bank of England is not nearly high enough to get inflation under control. However, it is high enough to cause those entities, whether they're individuals or corporations, that are highly leveraged, meaning they borrowed a lot of money, it's going to make it really difficult for them to pay off their loans, meaning a wave of foreclosures and bankruptcies coming. It is, again, it's going to be a bumpy ride over the next couple of years. Topic number two, Bibi's back. 99% of the vote counted in Israel. And we see again why Israelis call Benjamin Netanyahu the magician. He keeps finding ways to make comebacks. The Netanyahu bloc now projected at 64 seats in the Knesset. That's three more than needed to form a majority, which means to form a government. Interestingly, unlike previous coalitions where Netanyahu had to make deals with center-left parties like Blue and White or the Yesh Latid party of outgoing Prime Minister Yair Lapid, this coalition will be made up of solidly conservative MKs. So Netanyahu wants to have a new government in place, a new Speaker of the Knesset named by the 15th of November. And we shall see how this impacts Israel's standing with the rest of the world. Coming up, something upbeat to close out the week. The smartest dachshund in the world. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
There just seems to be so much provocation, anger, dissent, hostilities. What in the other world is going on? Satan's violent auto-suggestions can influence the mind that rejects the voice of God and fill that mind with envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice, says Romans 1:29. Humans' historic willingness to slaughter each other wholesale in war and genocidal efforts offers compelling evidence to some scientists that in the genome of some humans lies a fully armed biochemical code for the gamut of aggression from kicking the dog to killing the wife. Recent years have produced considerable advances in DNA research, with one of the more popular new fields called behavioral epigenetics. It seeks to examine and to understand the role that genetics play in shaping animal and human behavior, cognition, personality, and mental health. Epigenetics may occur during life or begin in the womb. When chemical changes brought on by the mother's activity affect the genetics and therefore perhaps the future behavior of the child, that those modifications may become heritable, and if so, this raises an intriguing question regarding the potential for a blueprint or a special genetic combination that could exist in which individuals can be programmed or reprogrammed to act in defiance of normal human consciousness. But this appears to have been the estate of the Nephilim, who were genetically manufactured or altered by fallen angels, which are depicted in ancient records as bloodthirsty, violent enemies of God's people, not made in the image of God, were specifically designed for demonic inhabitation. But did the Nephilim also represent a repeatable, dark, molecular model?
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for Skywatch TV's Dynamite Fall Special Offer. We proudly announce the Global Acceleration Special Collection. For your $35 donation during this very limited time offer, you'll receive the brand new book from critically acclaimed best-selling author Pastor Carl Gallup's The Yeshua Protocol, an explosion of divine revelation for our unique generation. The new book by internationally esteemed Pentagon analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Kings of the East, China's plan to eliminate America and impose a communist world order. And the groundbreaking new book from legendary author Terry James, Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm, featuring contributions from Tim Moore, Dr. Thomas Horn, and several others. In the new book, The Yeshua Protocol, Carl Gallup takes you on a whirlwind tour through the scripture like you've never experienced. Discover the undeniable Yeshua codes buried within the pages of the Old Testament. Learn the inescapable reality that every living cell in creation is encoded with the very name of God. And be shocked when you see what has been secretly lying within the pages of the Bible that allows you to see Yeshua as you've never before fathomed him. Also included in the Global Acceleration Special Collection is Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Kings of the East. This incredible new work reveals how the Chinese Communist Party is using highly malevolent tools to seize control over Western society with plans for global domination, how they are rapidly seizing the lead on most emergent technologies worldwide, how Beijing is using 9 different political maneuvers to reset the world economy for their advantage, and what the U.S. and its Western allies must do to sideline Beijing's radical New World Order ambition. But that's not all. You'll also receive Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm. This unprecedented new masterpiece by legendary authors Terry James, Tim Moore, Dr. Thomas Horn, and others demonstrate unequivocally how deceivers and demonic influences are destroying this generation through reprobate thinking. Find out why the insanity of the so-called woke groups, cancel culture, and the mainstream media are indoctrinating our social, educational, and even military institutions with anti-God, anti-America as founded sentiment, and provides in-depth analysis on emerging topics like pandemic tidal waves, catastrophic weather changes, Mideast malevolence, and so much more. This unprecedented collection, sold separately, holds a retail value of $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Don't miss out on these vivid end-of-the-age works. The Global Acceleration Collection. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order online or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one on the Friday Five today, home insecurity. This is a story that hits close to home for us as we were owned by a dachshund for a good 12 years. Sam is now rearranging things in the heavenly realm, waiting for us to arrive. But A family in Leicestershire, England, found out why dachshunds are, well, known as a breed unto themselves. Dachshunds are a unique breed of dog. Family would routinely return home and find their one-year-old dachshund, Darcy, staring at them from the windowsill, despite the fact that they'd been secured in the kitchen with a gate, a three-foot-high gate. Now, dachshunds, you know, short little legs, three-foot-high gate. So the family installed a camera in the kitchen to find out how Darcy was escaping and getting into the rest of the house while their other dogs remained in the kitchen. And this is what they found. Darcy is clearly a criminal mastermind. Got the family's bulldog to sit down. Darcy would get on the bulldog's back, and then she's out. Don't know what she promised the other dogs for their cooperation. Snacks, maybe, who knows? But again, proof that dachshunds are the smartest breed of dog. No confirmation from Darcy as to who's responsible for the present on the floor. Darcy says it was the cat. Skywatch TV's fall virtual conference is now available to view on your schedule. Exposing the Darkness, 24 presentations from cutting-edge speakers like Tom Horn, Joel Richardson, Carl Gallups, Dr. Ken Johnson, Mondo Gonzalez, Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis, many, many others, some new voices, including Dr. Mike Spaulding, Dr. Egal Gurman, Pastor Doug Van Dorn, plus free access to 6 feature-length documentary films, including the jaw-dropping Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand. This is based on Tom Horn's Wormwood Prophecy, the best-selling book, and the dream that he had connecting incoming asteroid Apophis with the Wormwood Prophecy of John the Revelator, Revelation chapter 8, the third trumpet. Don't miss this. You get to set the conference schedule. Watch what you want to watch in the order you want to watch it. It is available now. Get instant access when you sign up at DefenderConference.com. DefenderConference.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we're talking with Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis about his new book, Kings of the East. This is, he is really insightful in that he's got access to information that we don't have. He can't always share all of it with us, but what he knows about China is filtered through the lens of one who studies scripture and is a believer in end times prophecy. That's the reference, Kings of the East. It's a reference to the book of Revelation. To find out how China fits into end times prophecy, watching this week's program, the schedule for the broadcast is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. Of course, you can add the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV and watch it right now. You can also watch it on your smartphone or tablet, carry it around with you. This also bypasses the gatekeepers of big tech. And if you've got a relatively recent smart TV, putting it onto your mobile device doesn't mean you've got to watch it on a small screen. Most smart TVs made within the last few years are compatible with Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay, which means with a couple of taps, as long as your TV's connected to the internet in your home, you can watch it on the big screen with no wires. So, download the mobile app. It's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. It is free, and we have links to those app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar where it says mobile app. Thank you for watching. As we keep watching, have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.